You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show.
What's up, 90210 fans? Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another After Show for Season 4, Episode 22, Tis Pity. But before we do anything else, I am not Nicolette Gaiona. I am Roxy Stryer. We're really sorry she can't be here. She's actually out celebrating her 21st birthday, so
happy birthday
to her. Happy, happy birthday. And across the table, we have Carmela Mondello.
Hi.
Who apparently we didn't scare off because you're back here this week to
talk
to us.
Round two, baby.
Hell yeah. So, so we didn't scare you. You're here for the long run.
It takes a lot to scare me.
Good. Awesome. And of course, we have Ronnie and Marissa in the booth, so thank you guys for helping us out tonight.
You are welcome. Good episode. It's heating up. You know what? Two more left, I think? Two or three?
I think there are only two more left. So
yeah. This episode was crazy.
We're winding down here. Okay, so before we start off with our episode, we got to talk a little bit about iTunes. You guys know the deal, but because you love us so much, hopefully, please go to our iTunes, give us that 5-star rating, give us those comments, because we're doing all this for free, and we really just need those ratings and those comments so we can keep doing everything we're doing in the studio. Also, you know about our YouTube. You can go there. You can comment to us there. Or, of course, you can tweet us. And in case you want to tweet us during the show, where can we find you, Carmela?
At Carmela Mondello.
And I'm at Roxy Stryer. You can find us, tweet at us in between weeks. So that's iTunes, YouTube, and Twitter. We're all about the social media.
And I got to say, the at 90210 cast, they retweet us like crazy. At 90210 daily, like the little community of 90210 fans, they've all sort of found AfterBuzz, so it's exciting.
They're rock stars.
They are rock stars.
They're amazing. And Ronnie, did you watch the episode this week? I know you've been watching
sure
the show.
I sure did. You know, every week I get more into it, so.
Ronnie, where can we find you on Twitter?
You can find me at Ronnie Jr. Media.
Yeah.
And you love the show now, and I think it's because, honestly, Nicolette gets people really going about this. I mean, I was a huge 90210 fan, but she was like, you got to do the After Show with me, and then you'll get more into it. And this is one of the craziest After Shows.
Have you been watching it from the beginning?
I really have. But honestly, it was one of those shows where I would pick it up, like, whenever I had time before I was going to bed, I wouldn't watch it right on the air date. But now it's like, if I'm 10 minutes late to watch it, I run home, and I'm like, oh my God, what's going on?
I agree. I didn't watch it consecutively, like, every single episode, but when you hear Nicolette talk about it, like, it's her, I almost feel like she's a character that we just don't see filmed. Like, it's just she's that passionate about it.
These
so.
Are her best friends.
Yeah,
they just
exactly.
don't know it yet, but they are her best friends. So let's start by talking about Ivy a little bit, who I know is Nicolette, one of her favorite characters, and also one of mine. This situation, to put it bluntly, sucks.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's whack.
She gets put into, it's this insane asylum almost. It's this mental hospital she goes into because Caleb thinks that she is not stable enough to take care of herself and is going to actually harm herself.
Yeah, I'm not sure why she's not just like going along with the doctors though, so she can get out.
I know, because she says she doesn't care and she'll stay in there as long as she has to. But that doesn't seem like her at all. I feel like she would just try to appease them, but no.
This death has just, like, caused her to go crazy.
But of course.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she's done everything for Raj, and she gave up a lot of her life to be with him and marry him at such a young age and go through all these hurdles. And then at the end, everybody knows how we felt about those final moments.
I think I just like the way that it shows she's fed up. Like you said, it was sort of outside of Ivy's character to act this way. Why didn't she maybe get it together? She could have been out of the thing without having to get broken out. But she is acting loud. Like, I think she's kind of going with it. Like, you're going to throw me in here? here, well, then this is, you want me to be crazy? I'm going to
totally
be crazy.
She's totally rebelling.
But you know what it is it's that expression, don't bite your nose to spite your face. Mm-hmm. As in, why stick it to the man when really it's the one, you're the one who's getting affected by this?
Yeah.
Which sucks. And I just feel like once she realizes that, especially now that they've been caught by the police. Mm-hmm. So let's get into that for a second. I feel really sorry for her.
Diego comes along.
Diego comes along and he's talking to Annie and he's talking to Naomi and they tell him what happened with Ivy and where she is. And he's like, the last thing she needs to do right now is talk. And we see him walk out of the house and we're like, he's up to something.
For sure.
Now, I like Diego. He's a good guy. Uh-huh. But of course, it's a little soon for her to be in any sort of serious relationship. I only could really see a friendship going on right now. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, I mean, like he said, his brother had died, and so he gets it. He understands what she's going through, where she's coming from. And I'm so glad he came to her rescue, though. I feel like that was perfect.
Except he comes to her rescue, but then... So
it bites him in the butt.
They make this beautiful spray paint on the... I don't even know. It's tagging. I'm so not artistic in that way.
I don't know.
Even,
they're graffitiing the wall.
They're graffitiing the wall.
Just getting all their anger out.
Which, by the way, in my opinion, should be legal because, oh my God, do they make such beautiful artwork?
They did.
No, I'm not even kidding. Like, Diego and her together.
Oh, yeah.
I would have them come to my house if I owned a house. Which would be the first step in that sense.
Graffiti your apartment.
Exactly. Except my roommates would be pissed. Anyway, though, so they do this. And then, of course, at that exact moment, the cops come.
Mm-hmm.
So we find out that Diego is illegal to be in this country.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Oh, my goodness. And then he hauls it out of there.
I was shocked. I did not see that one coming.
I had no idea that was coming either.
I mean, honestly, though, why are you so stupid then? I mean, if somebody else gets arrested, it sucks. And it can ruin your chance of job or whatever it is. But if you can be deported, come on.
That's serious business.
Come on. So we see him book it. And Ivy's yelling at him, don't do this, don't do this. Because he gives his fake ID to the cop. So what do we think's happening here?
I have no idea. I don't know what I would have done in that situation.
I feel like it was maybe one of these scenes where Ivy, like we were talking about, she is getting almost pissed off, you know, in the situation she's in. I don't know. Something about the way he communicated with her. I don't think this is relationship thing, right? With, you know, Diego, I know he kind of likes her or whatever. But I think she needed to go through this experience. She needed to see this. And she's going to have some kind of an effect, I think, moving forward. I don't know. Maybe that was, to me, that was the only reason this was kind of in the show.
What do you mean she's going to have an effect moving forward?
Like, it's going to affect her in a good way. Like, she's going to, because, you know, she was getting a little pissed off or whatever by being in the, you know. I think she is going to, you know how she runs away a little bit? You know, she was kind of testing the waters and giving up. She was giving up on life a little bit.
Yeah.
I think this is going to take her back and go back into the art. And I mean, obviously she might get in trouble, but outside of that.
I was going to say, I think that the important part about all this, I know that we got to keep it light and fun in 90210, but sometimes I get really motivated to talk about something deep and meaningful.
Yeah.
And what this made me realize, and of course it always comes up, is that art is such an outlet for people.
It really
is. And it's such an escape for her. And honestly, I don't care if it's illegal. I don't care. She's doing something that's not harming other people.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that at all.
As long as she's doing something for herself, you know, some people find dance, some people read books, but if your thing is spray painting, if that's what you do and you kick butt at it,
and I don't remember the exact quote, but she said something along the lines of, like, while she was looking at Raj's name on the wall, Carmelo, you may know the quote there. It was something along the lines of she needed to do that. She needed to get that expression out. So that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe this is the moment that she could now move on. She could understand what's happening. And it's not the term to bury what actually happened, but, you know,
she
move
just needed
forward.
To get it out.
She did. She really needed to.
Exactly.
I feel like she'll be better now.
I think she'll be better, but still, I hope that we don't see her make just like go from 0 to 100 and all of a sudden she's totally fine, because that's not the way grieving works, you know. And sometimes I feel like they do try to do that on a lot of these shows, just because we're wrapping up the season here and they want everybody to end on such a positive note or cliffhanger or something important. And I hope that we don't see her just all of a sudden be perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that I don't want her to be okay. I just mean
that's just not how life is.
I like when they keep it a little more realistic. What I was gonna say, though, is I kind of feel like going back and rewatching all the episodes, the old episodes, and I was gonna go order all the seasons on Amazon.
Woo-hoo!
Which is the perfect segue to talking about our Amazon, which, here's what you do. So we have this new program where if you go to AfterBuzzTV.com, which I'm sure you guys are on every single day anyway, right? Right? So you go to the wink, wink. So yeah, you go to the website, AfterBuzzTV.com, and in the corner, you will see a link to Amazon. If you are buying anything on Amazon, if you want to buy the past seasons of 90210, your textbooks, that new perfume you want, shoes, whatever you get on Amazon, be my guest. Some people buy some weird things. That's up to you.
Textbooks was good though. I bought mine on Amazon.
Textbooks are really good. So Amazon is the place to do it. Everybody knows that. But how to get to Amazon, like I'm saying, go to AfterBuzzTV.com and you click on the link. It gets you right to Amazon. It doesn't cost you anything more to buy what you already were going to buy. But we get some of the proceeds here. And actually, you guys have been so amazing in doing this. And we're making money off this right now, which is great. And by we, I don't mean us. I don't mean us hosts. I mean the company. And what that helps us do, we can add more lights. We can add better sound cues. We can get Ronnie more hours in the booth slaving away. So you guys got to help us out. Not if you're not getting anything, but if you are, that's how to do it. So that's my Amazon plug of the day. But we can move on now. Let's talk a little bit about Adriana.
Oh, yeah.
And what's going on with her and this Austin situation. I have to ask you right off the bat, is this romance at all or is this completely platonic? Because I don't know.
See, that's the thing. I think he's just trying to prove to his dad that he can be a business guy.
And I think. Can he? Is he doing a good job?
I think that's debatable right now.
Okay.
So, but I mean, Adriana's got talent and I hope that he is doing it for the right reasons to help her
out.
She
does have talent.
She's straight talented. Especially country.
I was just going to say, even this country thing, it's like, holy crap, where the hell did this come from? She's awesome. But what she's lacking is confidence. And as a manager, that's what he should be pushing into her. Confidence, confidence, confidence.
I think he's doing that, though. But his dad, I think, scared her so much this episode.
You think he is giving her confidence?
I think so.
Ronnie, what do you think about this? What are you thinking about the situation?
It seems like there is an aspect of relationship, but not too much. It's not the forefront. If something happens good, it does, you know, whatever. But I think it is a little ulterior motive driven. You know, he's trying to prove himself. Even her, I didn't even think about this till right this second. She, you know, obviously had given up on her music and then was kind of moving with Dixon. And now that Dixon is off doing his thing, I think she also really wants to make it, but is very timid, very nervous.
Because she said you only get one second chance.
I agree, but I feel like the thing with Aid is that she is one of those practice makes perfect kind of girls. And if she feels ready for something, she goes out there and kills it. But when she's put on the spot, I think sometimes she kind of cracks under the pressure. Mm-hmm. So I feel like as her manager, he isn't looking out for her best interest by trying to prepare her and trying to make her feel comfortable. That's what I'm saying.
And you're what qualifies him to be a manager anyway? I mean, just because your daddy is somebody and you're trying not to be in his shadows and you're trying to prove yourself, like don't use what is her name?
He's baiting her along.
Adriana.
I'm sorry. Don't use her as a little ploy in something that works for you. I was also going to say, does he want to stay in this circle so bad too? I don't know. That's just a question. I'm not certain.
I don't know. I mean, I think he feels a lot of resentment towards the circle, especially with what happened with the fire situation and Liam and Annie. And he goes to Annie for help in this episode and she's not willing to help him. So I think he's feeling kind of like he's seeking vengeance on them, but we're not seeing that side completely yet. Mm-mm. I don't know. I just could see something like that. He's getting pissed off and between Naveed tackling him and like I was saying with the Liam Annie situation and now Adriana backing out on him in
there's
the last
so much
minute.
Going on.
There's a
he's,
lot
he's
going
such a weird
on.
Character because there is a little bit of the vengeance side, but there's also a little bit of a guy just lost. And I think is what I see. You know, so that's why carrying forward we really don't know what we're gonna get.
Yeah, I think
him. It's
all being driven from his dad though. Like he's trying to prove to his dad.
I agree. And that's hard.
Yeah.
You know, trying to impress a parent at such a young age when your parent is so successful.
Yeah.
And you just feel like a failure. So I do see in him really good qualities, but I feel like a lot of them are getting brushed under the rug by all this shit that's going on blatantly. I mean, he's got all these people attacking him, kind of, and I feel bad for him.
They really are. That sucks that Annie wouldn't help him out.
Right, exactly. And Annie wouldn't help him out, and she ends up actually getting screwed.
Yeah,
so
royally.
We see Annie, and she's with Caleb this whole episode, and there's this huge, beautiful moment, and she comes running in, and he comes running in, and he says, you know what, I'm not sure, but sometimes you can't just you can't resist or something like that. And then they make out and then they sleep together and it's this huge moment. And I'm like, oh my God, steamy McSteamy in there. Did we like that moment? I mean, we'll get to what happens later.
I think I love them.
I think I'm in love.
I love them together.
I'm sure of it.
I mean, the whole priest thing, I guess he's not doing it anymore.
I don't even know what the deal is.
Yeah, so I don't really know.
What is, coming from a little Jewish girl, I'm sitting over here like, what? What is the deal with this priest thing? If you're a priest, you're not allowed to have sex with anybody, I'm assuming then.
Yeah, so priest, I guess he was a virgin before Annie? Right.
So yeah. Well, what he said, he had never had sex with anyone, so this was his choice. If he's going to become a priest and move forward with that, which I've never heard this story as really a thing, but I guess it really does happen. He was going to be a priest, which means he was going to have that vow of chastity. But he gave it to Annie, and so he can't be a priest now.
Right. But can you be a priest and have slept with somebody before you declare your priesthood?
I don't know. Probably not, because otherwise you just wait until you're ready
say,
to be.
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, I'm Catholic, and
I'm
always
Catholic
go to church,
too.
But
I don't know.
It's like one of those things. That
you
no
guys
one,
need
no,
to get to church right now. And
no, I love
out.
Going, but I mean, no one ever really talks about that. You just assume. I think you're supposed to assume the priest has never had
sex. The priest comes up and gives a sermon.
With anybody.
Before I was a priest, when I was screwing all these girls. No, just kidding. No disrespect meant by any of this cheese. Play that the views of AfterBuzz thing. You know what I'm talking about, Ronnie?
Oh, okay.
You know what? Yeah, there we go.
Not spoiler alert.
This one. Yeah, exactly. So whatever I say, I don't mean to offend anybody. I'm just seriously ignorant on the subject.
Yeah, I don't know about that either.
But it's,
and I really didn't like the, it's funny because Carmela was like, oh yeah, I really love, this was hot. Or you guys both thought it was hot.
I didn't like it
originally, and as it moved forward, I was kind of into it at the end. And then even what happened later on was even more.
When he's in his priest uniform outfit.
And how about the nun at the La Brea Tar Pits?
Yeah, like, I don't like
do you see,
it. I
do you
don't
see
like
nuns
them when
just hanging
he's
out?
In his outfit.
All the time. You know, just chilling all the time at the zoo, in the park.
When they were like passing that can back and forth, that was hilarious.
No, but honestly, I think it is cute. And then that's why the last moment, I don't know whether to laugh or be devastated with what just happened. And she comes out and like I was talking before, she has this thing where Austin comes in and is like, you got to stand up for me and you got to tell Aid that I'm not a bad guy. And she's like, what am I supposed to tell Adriana? That I'm a prostitute? And then, of course, Caleb hears that from the stairwell.
Dude.
Okay. Well, first of all, be nice to yourself, Annie. You were not a prostitute.
She did not prostitute.
Would you consider...
She just got taken to nice dinners and got money for it.
And slept with one guy. That's not prostitution. Ronnie, is it? Help me out here.
I mean, she said the wrong word. It was it was getting paid for... She was like an escort. It was like getting paid for her services. And it ended up being the one relationship at the beginning, so...
That's what I'm saying, that one
She
guy.
Just said the wrong word, turns around, and then there he goes. And I actually had to rewind that on my DVR because I wanted to get my own expression to see that again because I was like, dang, she's screwed right now because he's not going to go for it.
Yeah, but so why was screwed. She talking so loud anyways about that?
That's true, but hold on one second. I want to address your point, Ronnie. He's not going to go for it, so you think that means they're done? Done now because he's too high and holy to be with a prostitute.
I think so. That's. I mean, gosh, we didn't even like talking about if a priest can have sex before he becomes a priest. We didn't even like that. Let alone she was a prostitute.
But what about when she explains herself that she wasn't actually a prostitute, that she was an escort?
That's the thing. I don't think he's going to go for it. I really think he is gone. She'll chase him a little bit, but I don't think he's okay with that.
Really,
I don't think so.
That once she explains herself, he'll understand.
I think it might take a little bit of time, and by a little bit of time, I mean the next two episodes, because, hey, that's all we got here.
No, but he gave up everything. Like, that's a big deal for... It wasn't just like he was a virgin and then he had sex.
And
like,
he didn't regret it.
And he didn't regret it, and he went with her. Like, she was this ideal person to give up everything he believed. I'm telling you right now, I honestly don't... I mean, I know it's a TV show, but I don't think he's going to go back for her.
But let's be real for a second. Whose first time is really like that and that amazing? Come on. I mean, they both rolled over and were like, it's not her first time, obviously, but he was like, oh, and she's like so satisfied. And I was like, lies.
Well, that's why
that
we watch.
That's not how it happens.
That's why we watch 90210 to vicariously live through them, I guess.
I know, but think about the age demographic for this show. I mean, I think it's probably.
Yeah, it's getting pretty steamy up in there.
Right, but what would you say? It's probably like 13 to 27, maybe? That's a weird age.
Well, then I'm in trouble because I'm over 27, so I need to stop watching.
No, I mean
like high school, college.
The main age demographic.
College.
Yeah. I'm not talking about who. I mean, I will watch a show on reruns until I'm 85.
92.
And that being said, I watched with Papo today, and Papo was fairly confused with what was going on. That being said, kind of enjoyed it a little bit. So don't worry. You're still in the age group. But what I'm saying is, I mean, how can you expect teenagers to watch this and be like, that's what the first time you have sex is supposed to be like?
And there was taking a priest's virginity.
Taking a priest's virginity, having there be no consequences.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, I don't know if this is right, but even though it doesn't, it just feels like I have to do it. And it's like, what kind of message are we sending here?
Eek. I know.
But at the same time, I was into it, and then we had this. I don't know. I'm somewhere between you two. I don't know if it's going to be 100% okay between them, but I don't think he's not going to give her a chance to explain. I mean, that's what priests are supposed to do. They're supposed to let you be absolved of your sins and talk about things. So I feel like he's a pretty understanding guy.
For sure. He definitely will.
And
he'll definitely be understanding, I think.
We think so. Okay, on a completely different note, moving on from all this drama, we've got drama on the other side, which is with Naomi in this whole situation. So Naomi takes up a lot of the episode tonight, and we've got a lot going on with her. Number one, she is wedding planning for Madison.
Yes.
Madison gives me the frickin' creeps.
Why?
She gives me the creeps.
Because she's so into her wedding?
Because she's so into her wedding, and her line towards the end that's like, Naomi, I feel like we're meant to find each other. And I'm like, oh my God, you give me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, and she's like, I just want to eat you up, to her husband.
She is cutesy. But didn't that have to do with the guy, though? I mean, isn't that what her comment had to do with?
Yeah, the guy.
It had to do with Max.
Oh my God.
We can't talk about Max yet. We have to first talk about what's going on and the whole Preston situation. And
Okay,
so we don't know at this point who Madison is engaged to. Last week, we had some... We were thinking that maybe it was Preston and something like that, but we didn't know what was going on. What we find out is that Madison actually shows Naomi an article of Preston who got married to some random whore.
Yeah. Some Gucci mama model girl.
In the words of Naomi, some big slut.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Right?
Ouch. I thought there was something more to Preston there.
See,
I can't lie.
I was right.
You were right.
Ugh.
So he was scum, and we're writing him off as scum, and we never want to see him again?
Right. I never want to see him again.
I don't know.
I'm breaking up with PJ.
I feel like...
Yeah, but what if he just did what he had to do because he...
For money?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess
I guess that makes you a scum, too.
But he needs to explain to Naomi, then. Like, he needs to talk to her and, like, let her know
what's up. So we were asking if Caleb is going to listen to Annie when she makes her, hey, this is what really happened.
Right.
I think Caleb will not listen to Annie. That's done. But I think if PJ came back, I'm not sure if he is going to, I think Naomi would be open to listening to, everything that's going on. And if he makes a good statement, what I mean?
I think so, too, just because we don't hear Naomi throw around the love word that often.
Yeah.
And I really feel like she had something with this guy.
So do you think, PJ's gonna leave this chick now and try and get Naomi?
Whatever it is, it's gonna be a good excuse. And I think Naomi is so, a lot of times... When she like you said, when she lets that love thing happen to her, she's a different girl. She's very in charge when she's in charge, but when she's vulnerable, it's a great thing. And she had that with him a little bit.
And we see her realization later in the episode about being crazy in love, and that there actually is love, and it does drive people freaking mad.
And that's
what I'm saying. I kind of think she's still crazy in love with Preston and PJ, and that she I don't know. I just saw more to him, and I do get what he did is bad, but honestly, I can't say I would have made a different decision. That much money?
And do we know
And
do we know what he did? Like, all we saw was an article. We don't know. Even though the article will state what it is, he is married. We don't know the circumstances, and that's what I think is going to be great about next episode, is we're going to find out why.
You do think we're going to?
I'm so excited to find out.
Maybe not next episode, you're right. I know we only have a couple more, but I think we will find something.
At some point,
especially these shows, CW-type shows, even though it's said as he's married, here's this girl, something will be fishy about it. Something will not make sense.
They're not going to work out.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean right to that.
And PJ are not going to work out.
Yeah, I agree.
That was strictly for the money, obviously.
Honestly, this sounds really bad. This sounds really bad, so please don't judge me. But if a man approached me and was like, hey, I am about to inherit $1 billion. Who knows
I'll
how much?
I'll split it with you if you marry me.
I won't make you sign a prenup. And if you marry me, you get half.
I would totally be down too.
And we get to be divorced. Honestly,
I'd say put a ring on it.
Well, did I tell you I just won the lottery, Roxy? I'm kidding.
And I know that sounds messed up. And obviously, I wouldn't stay with him. Like, there's nothing more important than finding somebody.
It's strictly for the money.
Strictly for the money.
I'd be down.
And I would really try to do something great with the money. I wouldn't just try to, whatever it is. But I'm just saying, that's a lot of money just to let go by the wayside because of your parents not wanting you to have it if you're not married.
That's like a dumb reason though anyways, by a certain age.
Yeah, exactly. What if his parents were like, you can't have the money unless you've done this much good with your life or given this much to charity or there's a certain clause, but you have to be married by a certain age?
I feel like if he would have maybe talked to Naomi about it prior, she might have been okay with it.
Right.
But he kept it a secret, which was
so I have
stupid.
A feeling we're going to see him again. But the only thing keeping me from that feeling is the fact that Max is back. Not that I think Naomi and Max are going to end up together, but I just mean we just brought Austin back. We have PJ there now. And Max being here. A lot of Naomi's exes all coming back at once. I don't know how they're going to deal with all this. So what do we think about Max being back and being engaged and about to be married to Madison?
Oh, my gosh. So can you refresh my memory about how Max left?
Okay,
he left to college.
Yeah, he left to go to school, and they left on bad terms. He went to some Ivy, or actually maybe it was MIT.
Okay.
Somewhere, and I don't even remember exactly, but she thought she was pregnant, and he was like, oh, thank God you're not. Oh, that would have ruined my life and all this stuff. And she was really offended by everything he said. He left. Ronnie, do you remember anything else?
I mean, it was just the college thing of what I remember. It was on the beach, right? I want to say. Possibly that was like their little conversation. They were just two different people. I'm not certain. You know who I could shout out?
He left and went to school.
And then he wrote her letters,
real
remember?
Quick,
and she was...
Real quick, I could shout out Susie Easton. I know she is, of course, watching. And she's... feel free to call in if you know that answer. 424-256-1729. To her tweet, though, I want to say, Susie says, Caleb and Annie forever. So that's kind of who she's hoping.
Yeah,
she's hoping
girl.
It does work.
Caleb
Me
and Annie
too.
Forever, I hope. Yep. Just got. And I want Naomi and Max back together. Susie, no. Except I really don't like Madison, so I don't really mind. And Max was a really great guy. So actually, okay, Susie. But my problem is I kind of like Preston and Naomi.
Yeah.
But I know that he's wrong, and I know that all this is messed up.
He could be a good guy.
I feel
like deep down.
You know when you feel like you said something bad and you're feeling something bad, and that's how I'm feeling right now. Like
butterflies.
I feel guilty about it, but I like them.
Like, I want Preston to come back because I want him to explain his side of the story.
Exactly.
What the heck happened? Do I think Preston and Naomi? Absolutely not. That would be my no. Naomi should definitely go back with Max, or Naomi should go maybe even with Austin if that doesn't work with Adriana. We didn't see enough of Preston. He's too shaky bakey. Even if he's a good guy, he's got so much going on in his life. Not good for Naomi because she's already erratic.
I definitely agree with that. And innocent until proven guilty, and I want him to be able to explain himself. But you're right.
PJ owes everybody an explanation.
Exactly. I don't want them back together. And really, of all the couples, oh my God, I loved Naomi and Austin. I loved that situation.
But
remember,
they were cute.
What was the name of Naomi's arch enemy who tried to sleep with Austin and posed that whole thing?
Oh, that.
You know what I'm talking about?
The girl, like the sorority girl?
Yeah, the sorority girl. She was the president of the sorority, and her mom was employing Naomi. That whole situation was messed up.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, but before that, I really liked Austin and Naomi together.
Yeah.
They kind of brought each other's, like, devious
they were cute.
But fun side out. And I just thought they worked well together. And Austin got screwed. I mean, Austin got really screwed by Annie and by Dixon, and he was willing to do it, but now he's back, and like we were talking about, he's going through all this crap, and I kind of feel bad for him.
I do, too. I like Austin.
Who I feel the worst for, though, out of everybody, and I know she did it to herself, but oh my God, poor Silver.
Poor Silver, it's poor Navid.
Okay, talk to me. Talk to me. I just feel bad that Silver, she's got all the stuff she's dealing with right now, and on top of it, she has to deal with boy drama.
This was my favorite storyline. Everything that's going on with Liam, Navid, and her is just, it's the best.
Okay.
I don't know. This was my favorite.
I need to be convinced by somebody of how I should feel. So, Carmella and Ronnie, you guys
go
tell
ahead,
me
Carmella,
where
you
you're
go first.
Standing.
Okay, so... Oh, my goodness. I don't even know where to start for these two. Liam really, really, really likes Silver, I feel like. And Okay. Naveed really, really, really likes Silver.
Both of them are absolutely head over heels in love with Silver.
They are.
Naveed has been in love for longer, but Liam right now seems to be in love a little stronger, perhaps.
Okay,
more passionately.
Oh, and I have a quick question. Was there any moment between, because didn't you say Naveed and Adriana at some point early on, they were together also, right?
Yep.
Was there a moment there? Was I missing that? It almost seemed like maybe there was a moment with them.
Well, and especially when Adriana was talking to Silver and was like, you have a really, really great guy. Hold on to him, you know? And
wait, who said that?
Adriana said that to Silver.
And Naveed both are confiding in Adriana.
Right, all I'm saying is Adriana, basically what happened a long time ago was Adriana and Naveed were together, and Naveed started cheating on Adriana with Silver.
Right.
So that broke them up. And I think that is what happened.
Adriana doing something sketchy too?
Adriana was drugging Silver. Remember, planting pills and making her crazy and pretending she was more bipolar than she was or whatever it was. But that being said, Adriana really did love Naveed, and I think that she still will always have those feelings for him, but I don't think the two of them should go down that path again.
No.
Even though Naveed is a great guy. And
Silver was saying, you know, how she thinks she's pregnant right now, and she said it was just like a random hookup to Naveed. And then Naveed, his sweet little soul, was telling Adriana that he would take care of the baby with her again.
Right, right. So, I mean, what do you
Well,
guys
he
think?
Said he said he was going to take care of the baby because he's been down that road of what was he implying by that? Was that with Adriana's baby?
Yes.
Adriana
was pregnant.
That was not Naveed's baby with Adriana either.
I get that Adriana. Oh, that's right. I totally forgot about that. I get that Adriana's pushing for Naveed, and I get that he's a great guy, but I feel like Silver's heart or her mind or her whatever is more for Liam. I feel like maybe because of the fresh, the new, maybe it's the way he's like, yo, this changes everything, his compassion for her. I don't know. I would go with Silver and Liam, and that's kind of
who I
think
I'm pretty interested to see where that relationship's going to go.
I really, really like Silver and Liam.
They're cute.
I love them together. They actually have potential to be my favorite couple on the show. My problem is I love Naveed. So I feel, like we're saying, I feel bad. But really, you know, being a girl, being in the situation sucks. It is possible to have feelings for two guys at once. Mm-hmm. And it's not fair to either guy. And on top of this, she's dealing with getting all these tests because she has a cancer gene and going in for all these different things. And I just feel like she doesn't need any of this drama.
Yeah,
but isn't there those times with relationships where it's the, she likes Naveed is what you're saying. And he's sweet, the whole deal. But is she into it? You know what I mean? Like, you could have somebody you want to be with, but if it's not there, it's not there.
Like,
it's
the
not,
lust or the love.
But it was there. So
the question is if it still is.
Exactly. That's the big question. And from the way she's acting this role out, I don't think it is. I think it's moved on to Liam, honestly.
I think so, too.
And are we okay with that?
That's what I think is going to happen.
I feel like she'll love Naveed like Adriana will always love Naveed. They'll both always love Naveed, but like their lust and like emotion is with Liam right now.
Okay.
Like they're into each other.
And you know what the final vote would be? Because Nicolette is Miss 90210. She likes Liam, so we're going to go with Liam. That's going to be our final.
Bow down to Miss Nicolette. Yes, Nicolette, you win.
We got to keep that in mind when we're trying to decide things.
That's true. I should have just like brought a puppet in today and just done with my hands. Like whatever I think Nicolette
would
say.
She's really
hiding
under the table.
Yeah.
Come on.
What are you saying down there, Nicolette? Oh, you like Liam? Okay. Yep, it's Liam wins. Weird. But I thought what Naveed did was really messed up.
At
Liam's movie premiere, you don't do that. You don't mess with somebody's career like that.
Save it till after.
You better believe.
Oh, and corny is set up, though. Like the whole, I've got a friend, or not a friend, this is happening, and then who's the person in the middle? Adriana figuring it out from both sides. It was so goofy to me.
Right, yeah.
But it did tie up kind of nice in the sense that we have the premiere, and Naveed sees exactly what's going on and makes that big thing. He shouldn't do it. He shouldn't have done what he did. No, but it was probably exciting to see.
Exactly. I mean,
but sometimes like you just get so angry, and
I don't think he could have helped it. I don't think it was like, should I punch him? I think it was just reflex. Like, boom, you're going down. But at the same time, I just think you take that stuff at home. Once you've made it to a certain status in the entertainment business, you can't let you can't let things like that happen because
that was wrong.
It affects the roles you get. It affects
the paparazzi.
The paparazzi thing. I like the way Silver had said something. Can we just forget it? I'm not pregnant. And then Liam looks up, sees all the paparazzi, and he's like, I don't think we can.
Yeah.
At first, I thought he was talking.
They're like, let me get a shot with you and your girlfriend, Liam. And then Liam goes in for the kill.
And yeah, Naveed, at that moment, he was like, click. How it didn't click a little bit before, I don't really know, but yeah, that was like the major moment for me.
Yeah, that sucked.
So, damn, this episode had a lot of drama in it. As we're going through, I mean, I think we pretty much covered it all, but that was a lot.
A lot.
So I think 90210 is killing it right now, to be honest, and I think we're just going to see more of that in the next two episodes.
Oh, yeah. Definitely killing it.
Let's cut to commercial. We'll come back. We'll predict what's going to happen before we end in our season
finale.
Speaking
of killing it, though, the writer, Darren Starr.
Ooh, should we save that for news?
Yeah. Oh, was it for news and gossip? Now we're leaving.
Buzz TV. Hi. I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives. And more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so since our resident host is not here, we actually have a really great thing because Carmela did a little bit of research herself. So why don't you tell us what you got for us?
So this month, Matt Lantern, Liam, Nicolette's favorite character, he will be in Europe all month at the end of the month, he'll be doing a CBS Watch magazine shoot.
You know who else will be in Europe this month? I will. You know who will be looking for him and trying to stalk him? I will. So
yeah, let's
put me on that project. Oh, CBS magazine shoot? Mm-hmm, me too.
Hey.
Would you imagine if you ran into him and Nicolette didn't? Oh, she wouldn't. She wouldn't be happy.
I know. I wouldn't tell her. On
Everything
second thought,
happens
I would.
For a reason.
You would tweet about it.
Yeah, take a picture.
And then Trevor Donovan, Teddy. Where did Teddy go, by the way?
He went off to some
tennis camp.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Well, I thought he went overseas.
He
ended up going with that one guy. I thought they went together.
There was a guy, and there was something about politics
quick, though. It was very
tennis.
Quick, yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
The actor is also, I think, 35 years old playing a 19-year-old, so I think
he is so hot in real life.
Oh, my God, and he looks so young. I'm like, holy crap, how does he do this?
I met him at Runyon Canyon, actually. Runyon Canyon is...
That's the funniest thing. I was just going to... I didn't know what your
cool
story was,
spot.
But I was going to say, I've seen that guy at Runyon Canyon like at least two or three times.
Well, that wasn't my story, but...
No, I'm just saying, like, that's funny because he's there.
He is there working on that body. So he hung out... He was in Chicago last week for the 12th World Summit of Nobel Peace, and he hung out with Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, the Dalai Lama, some of the Kennedys, and the President of Poland.
What do we mean hung out? Like, he was kicking it with them?
Yeah.
Like, Bill Clinton with his feet on the table, the Dalai Lama, like, just chilling.
They were smoking a blunt.
He seems like a chill dude.
Smoking a blunt.
He knows how to hang. Trevor can hang.
I mean... those are some really not important people at all.
Yeah, no, they're nobodies.
That's amazing.
Whatever.
I'm jealous.
No big deal.
Officially jealous. That's awesome.
And this is sort of old news, but Gillian Zinsser, Ivy, is that you say her name, Gillian Zinsser? She hosted the Planet Blue Foam Party magazine at Coachella.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I wish I had gone to see her there.
I was at Coachella, but I didn't go to that party.
I was too.
And I think that's
it. So that's awesome. Thank you. Yeah. That is our news and gossip for the week of May 1st, is it? 2nd?
Oh, yeah. And I just wanted to put two and two together for you guys. Darren Starr, the writer of 90210, was also like the writer of Sex and the City 2. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, no, he did go on. 90210 was first, and then I think he did Melrose Place too.
Yeah,
the original.
Yeah.
I'm talking about both original. Yeah. And then he did that too. You are correct.
And GCB. He writes for GCB too.
Oh,
or executive producer.
Oh, real quick, only because the 90210 fan Twitter people, they kind of had asked about it. Have you guys also followed the show that runs after 90210, LA Complex?
I do. I've been watching it. I like it.
We now do an after show for that. Second episode. It was pretty good. It was all right.
Who do we have hosting that?
We've got Miriam Gonzalez and Kelly Olisky. And
I'm
going
to have
Annis
to watch.
I like that show.
I'm going to have to watch. I haven't seen an episode
Who's your
yet.
Favorite character, Ronnie?
I know I'm older, but I watch Degrassi a lot, so I've been watching Cassie Steele for some time. So the girl who plays Abby. Yeah.
I love Abby.
Yeah.
And what's that guy's name? The actor guy.
We'll find that out after we do predictions.
Don't worry, 90210 fans. If you don't know what's going on, neither do I. I'm like, huh? Who? Abby? Ivy, you mean? What?
Ivy Abby?
Okay.
Sounds like a Gossip Girl character.
Let's go down the list of our girls and give predictions for what's going to go on. So let's start with Ivy. What's going to happen with her and Diego? Any idea? Is he going to get deported? Is she going to find strength in pain?
I feel like, won't she get sent back to the mental institution?
Or that? I mean, I don't know.
I think she'll be in serious trouble for breaking out. They're both going to be in big trouble.
Okay.
You have opened my mind so much in the sense of I guess I was wanting Ivy to get better. And now I'm thinking, you're right. This grieving thing needs to be a little more natural and real.
Yeah, I want to see
a lot of steps, maybe. I want to see some good and then just maybe getting knocked down a little bit. Not that I want anyone who's grieving to get knocked down, but it is a very real thing, Roxy. I didn't even think about it that way.
She's a fantastic actress, and I want to see her range, and I want to see the motions and the steps you have to take, because everybody knows it's not a very fast process.
She's,
you know.
And so I do love, like you said, the artistic side. The fact that she's into art, I mean, that's going to... It's gonna be good.
Yeah. She's gonna blossom into something.
Okay, so we have that to look forward to. What about with Adriana? What's gonna go on there? Is she gonna be able to do this country hole thing? And are her and Austin gonna make a team?
I don't think she's gonna be a success just yet. She's got a couple hurdles to get through, and we're gonna see the rough side of that.
I think Annie's gonna come out and tell Adriana the truth about Austin, and I think that they're gonna be able to fly together.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Hopefully, Annie will do the right thing. And as far as Annie goes, other than that, I know, Ronnie, you don't think she's going to get back with the priest, but you think he is?
Yeah.
Going to forgive her?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe we'll see that. I don't know where I lie on that one. What about Naomi? I mean, there's this Max situation. Who's Naomi ever going to end up with? Have we met him yet? Have we not?
PJ's going to come back,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
Gonna come back.
What do you think, Ronnie?
PJ may come back. She's going to be understanding, but she's not going to still stick with PJ. She, like you said, she's got three guys out there and she might even find someone new. She might find someone new.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe we haven't met him yet, and that is exciting.
Poor Nabi.
And now that she believes in love again, hopefully all will be well in the world. What about Silver? Now we know she's not pregnant.
Yay.
Who's she going to choose? We're thinking Liam.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Naveed will be get back at school, maybe?
Yeah. I think he'll go back to school.
Okay. Yeah. Any other predictions, guys? I mean, that's pretty much everything. Are we going to see Dixon come back at any point?
Dixon will be back from tour.
For the season finale?
Yeah.
He's
got to come back.
Got to come back. Where the hell are you, Dixon?
Yeah.
Come on, Dix.
He's a good character.
You.
Come on, Dix. Okay, so that pretty much sums up the episode. If you want to keep talking to us throughout the week, we would love, love, love that. So where can we find you?
At Carmela Mandello. I'm going to spell it out for you guys. CARMELAMONDELLO.
At Roxy Stryer. Ronnie in the booth.
You can find me at Ronnie Jr. Media. Sorry, I was just putting the little name underneath my...
No, I liked it. It was nice and slow and drawn out. And, of course, like we were saying, iTunes, YouTube, hit us up. We will always respond because we freaking love you guys.
Yes.
Until next week when we have our real Nicolette number one host back.
Ooh.
Peace.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.